This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
And as we break into the 8 o'clock hour, I just want to remind you guys, this mic'd up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right. So guys, I will tell you this. I did not play wide receiver. Breaking news. I did not play for the Carolina Panthers. Breaking news.
Me either.
But if I was going to have a spirit animal of an NFL player right now, it might just be Hunter Renfrow. And let me explain to you why. Hunter Renfrow, almost shockingly, was cut from the Carolina Panthers last week when rosters got down to 53. What happened immediately after that? Adam Thielen was traded from the Carolina Panthers to the Minnesota Vikings. Hunter Renfrow was brought back on the 53, but not after some delay in communications with the Panthers brass.
And my daughters were in the car. Like, I was right outside the car. I wouldn't just leave them in there. But I had like 10-minute phone calls from Dan, Dave, my agent, and they were all just ignored. My daughter's watching Bluey or something. You know, so got back in the car and had that conversation, I guess. That'd been on Thursday, maybe. And then just made sure that this is what I wanted to do. Make sure that this is where I wanted to be, which I was pretty sure of it. But just wanted a couple days to kind of make sure it was good with my wife and my family to go and get everything I got to it.
Now, we will see Hunter Renfrow here in a few weeks as the, you know, when the Falcons take on the Carolina Panthers. I believe that's in week 3. But I got to tell you, I don't think I've ever vibed with an NFL wide receiver, especially a guy like Hunter Renfrow, the way I did when he was like, yep, daughter's just next in the phone calls. 10 missed phone calls later, I think they're watching Bluey or something. That was absolutely hilarious, and I respected him so much for that.
I really did.
We should have gotten AJ's take on that while he was in here just a minute ago. He was such a fun interview. So such an open book, by the way. You could see his eyes light up when we're asking questions. He's like, yeah, you know, Mike and Tom, pretty good matchup. I'm like, of course. Like, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I am curious because he said he goes home before home games.
That was crazy.
So he's in the hotel and then he goes home.
Yeah.
Would that have been possible when you were playing?
Yeah, for sure. Well, okay, it would have been, but.
Why would you?
I mean, I guess if you lived in like Buckhead, sure.
Yeah.
And you're going to wake up at 6 a.m. to do it, which means you got to be in bed really early. Mm-hmm. Most people wouldn't want to do that. But when I was here, we just went to the stadium really early.
Yeah.
We would like we ordered a special bus at times on away games to make sure you could leave like 5 hours early. They called it the Todd McClure bus. Hey, anybody going to ride on the Todd McClure bus or van, like make sure you're, you know, ready 5 hours in advance to go to the stadium. So that was always a thing, but I don't know. That was interesting. Never heard anybody do that.
I actually love it. I mean, when he talks about the I don't think most people realize how it works at home games as far as fans. That
sure.
They're not just, you know, they always hear the announcers be like, yeah, you know, it's great, you know, you to be a home game, you sleep in your own bed and everything, but you're not.
Yeah, that's a baseball thing.
Right.
You're not. but when he, from my standpoint, when he talks about sitting around a hotel all day, doing away games with the team,
sure,
and traveling, you literally sit in that hotel all day.
Yeah.
And there is, yeah, like,
especially for a prime night game, like a Monday Night Football, it is
like
so crazy.
My when we went to Dallas, you know, I woke up and did the show, right, with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got off the air, I took a 3-mile walk with Falcons PR guy David Bassey. We walked a mile and a half to a breakfast place, ate, walked in a mile and a half back.
I love that, man.
And then then it's literally 10:30.
I love that.
Or 9:30 their time because of, you know, an hour. Well, then you take a nap, you go do some stuff, you go to the gym, and next thing you know, you still got like an hour and a half before you can even leave for the bus.
If you want to weigh in on the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Those phone lines are wide open right now. We'll do that in just a second. But we're still kind of catching our breath off of AJ's interview.
I know. It was fast and furious. I am curious about the logistics about traveling for the Falcons because, obviously, Bo, you do this. And, Mike, you have done this before.
Yeah.
And you're sitting around the hotel room all day. So do they – this might be a silly question – do they go ahead and tell housekeeping, like, don't try to come at 10 a.m.? Don't try to come at 11. Do they tell that block, just hands off the block until we leave?
Or
you have to put do not disturb up?
Well, the player, and look, they're nice hotels, and there are times where I've been on players' floors, there's times when I'm not. And normally when you're on a players' floor, there is, like, security, just so you know. And it's normally like a Powerade machine or Gatorade or whatever, so it's pretty cool. But the first thing you do when you check in the hotel is, I mean, you set your bag down, you turn on, you put the do not disturb little sign out. That's like, that was one of the first things I learned, is always do that. Yeah. That way you never have that issue. And I would imagine that they might do that for certain floors, but I would imagine players have a working knowledge of
do not disturb.
Make sure you put that do not disturb out.
Yeah. I'll tell you what else is crazy is a lot of people don't realize. Like, so if you're playing Monday Night Football and let's just say you're on Eastern time, you're staying in that hotel, like Bo was talking about, all day till, you know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever it is, till you want to go to the stadium. So do you have like that hotel room is paid for that night? You know what I mean? Like they're not giving that to somebody else checking in at 8 p.m. Right. So it's crazy to think that you use that hotel for, I don't know, 2 hours. And everybody's just checking out. Whatever 80, 100 rooms it is probably checking out. So it's always an interesting dynamic. Hey, Dylan, it's time. Let's fit in a couple wake-up calls. Pretty simple today. I want to know how the vibes are. The vibes were high with Allie's top five list.
Yes.
She gave tailgate songs. And I'm going to co-sign on it. There was like one slight mishap on there, but I won't judge her over it. 404-726-0929. All the Falcons topics are on the table. Or if you want to call in and you're a Florida State fan, you want to talk trash to me, I'll listen to it for about 1 second before I make Dylan hang up on you. It was a rough weekend. I don't want to hear it, okay? You could see the look in AJ's eyes when he was talking about Clemson.
Oh, I know. You asked him if he went, he was like, yeah,
I went. It was okay. Dylan, let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Cameron over in Woodstock. Cameron, what's going on? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Good morning. Good morning.
What's up?
Nothing much, brother. My vibes are high because football is back, which means having 2 to 3 football games on the TVs at any time, you know. But I know you had a rough weekend as a Bama fan. I'm a UNC fan, so my wound is a little more fresh. Yeesh. But I have friends that was telling me how they're mad with Bill Belichick and stuff. I'm like, bro, you put money on Bill Belichick and a quarterback in South Alabama that you don't even know? So, I don't know. My wake-up call is don't bet on players and teams when you only know the coach's name, because the players got to still do their job.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call, Cam. That's definitely a talking point. There's just so much unknown in college football these days, right? And we learned that with Arch Manning, Ty Simpson. And I said it going into the weekend. I just said very bluntly. I was like, dude, keep talking about how good all these quarterbacks are going to be. We don't know. There's so many moving parts in college football now that it's hard to really from 1 year to the next. And that's exactly why Garrett Nussmeier and Cade Klubnik are like Heisman frontrunners, because they are known in a sea of unknowns.
Cade Klubnik looks like Chad Powers without a helmet on. Chad Powers is that Glenn Powell character that's that they're having the Hulu show on. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they look so much alike to me.
Yeah, they definitely do. Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to our buddy Caleb over in Athens. Caleb, happy Tuesday.
What's up, guys? Hey, listen all the time. First time calling into you guys.
Hey,
my wake-up call. Wake-up calls for Mike, Bo, and the rest of the media folks. Y'all got to give Florida State some credit, dude. They really just bullied Alabama to death, you know. Number zero was headhunting out there.
Yeah.
I know Bo's not going to give any credit to the Noles because he's a Gator and wears jean shorts and stuff.
But yeah, I just want to hear what y'all actually thought about Florida State, and no attention towards how bad Alabama played. Yeah,
well, Caleb, I'll tell you one thing.
Thanks for your phone call.
I'm not the guy that says one team just played bad and the other team benefited from it. Florida State made Alabama look bad.
I agree with
as
that.
As far as they dominated them on both sides of the line on Saturday afternoon. And let's put it this way. Gus Malzahn is still an offensive genius, and he'll never be a head coach again because I don't think he'll ever want to take that on. Because he's going to have way too much fun just doing what he did on Saturday as a play caller and an OC. The other thing is you know that Gus Malzahn went home Saturday and had a cowboy or a tomahawk ribeye for dinner and smoked a fat cigar afterwards doing that to Alabama.
He's the Waffle House guy, though.
Right? Let me tell you something. He ate ribeye on Saturday night after doing that to Alabama. Which is basically the only reason why he's still not the head coach at Auburn. Gus Malzahn really loved that because Alabama stood in his way quite a few times.
He was always good against Alabama. As a matter of fact, I almost felt good that it wasn't Nick's defense before I saw it happen. I was like, dude, he has torched Nick's defense in years past.
Isn't it Castellanos like the perfect Gus Malzahn quarterback?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
What do you mean?
He can move. He
yeah.
can move, and he's good enough as a passer to keep you interested. What was it? Was it Franklin? That he had that off when he had when with the quarterback was Franklin when he had that offense rolling where
Nick Marshall was the guy.
Nick was it? Okay, then it was Marshall where basically, of course he had Cam too, but he had Marshall where he would pull you the quarterback roll out and you would say, all right, he's running, and then boom, he would just chunk it over your head.
Yeah, Nick Marshall was definitely that guy, and he was an absolute beast at it. So,
well, continue tweeting us your wake-up calls at 9:29 Morning Shift. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Coming up, we will finally get to Man Up Monday, I promise. And it's game week for the Falcons. The captains were named. That is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.